It's April 12th, 2021, and this is Markets Daily from CoinDesk. I'm Anna B. Levine, here again with Lila Ledesma for your daily news roundup. On today's show, we're talking Bitcoin, top headlines, geopolitics, and more. Today's episode is sponsored by Interpop, Bybit, and Unfederal Reserve. And just a reminder, CoinDesk is a news source and does not provide investment advice.
Over the weekend, Bitcoin tested resistance near all-time highs of $61,000 twice before sellers gained control. Bitcoin's struggle near its all-time high has been a consistent theme since February as the uptrend consolidates. Initial support is around $58,000 on the 4-hour chart. BTC held support around $50,000 on March 25th after retracing nearly half of its gains from the February 28th price low. Since then, BTC's near 19% rally has stabilized, breaking above a series of lower price highs from April 1st and are holding support from the 200-period moving average. The cryptocurrency is now overbought according to its Relative Strength Index, or RSI, on the 4-hour chart. Previous overbought signals have preceded 5% to 10% declines over the past month and have all occurred near $58,000 to $60,000 resistance areas. A decisive break above $60,000 is needed to reignite the broader uptrend. For now, short-term buyers since February seem to be getting comfortable with higher and higher prices. Bitcoin is currently trading at $60,379, while Ether is trading at $2,153, according to the CoinDesk Price Index.
And in related news, here are a few quick headlines we're tracking today. You can find the links to the full stories in the show notes for this episode. Then after the break, we'll be back with a look at Bitcoin as an accidental political force, courtesy of CoinDesk's Noel Acheson. But first, here's what's hot.
S&P 500 futures slip after index hits record. The Wall Street Journal reports stock futures ticked down ahead of a busy week of earnings and economic data. Shares of technology giants have taken back control of the rally in U.S. stocks over the past month.
Crypto firm Circle hires Disparte from Facebook back to Diem. Bloomberg reported that Circle Internet Financial Inc., a developer of the USD coin digital token, has hired an executive from the Facebook Inc. backed Diem Association to spearhead strategy and policy efforts. So there's that.
ETFs could rock the Bitcoin world. The potential arrival of low-cost Bitcoin vehicles is already being felt in the market and could represent competition to wallet providers for some mainstream investors. That's also in the Wall Street Journal.
Jay Powell says the U.S. economy is at a, quote, inflection point. The Financial Times reports that the chairman of the Federal Reserve sees hiring and growth set to accelerate, but a new COVID-19 surge could still derail recovery.
JP Morgan testing blockchain solution to improve transfers with Taiwanese banks. The solution, called Confirm, will enable participating banks to confirm recipients' account information ahead of making payments in near real time.
Meanwhile, XRP doubles in 7 days and heads for its biggest weekly gain since December of 2017. The token used in Ripple Labs' payment network has climbed sixfold this year as some traders look through the SEC's case and analysts see bullish patterns in the price charts. And now we go even faster with some Just the Headlines news.
Binance allows users to trade tokenized stock tokens starting with Tesla.
Biden administration concerned over long-term effects of the digital yuan in a new report.
MicroStrategy says some of its board directors to be paid in Bitcoin.
Topps to launch official Major League Baseball NFTs in a bid to best the National Basketball Association's Top Shot. Stay tuned for after the break when we'll be back with some reflections on Peter Thiel's recent controversial comments on Bitcoin, China, and geopolitics. Back in a minute.
Meet Interpop, a super team redefining the future of NFTs and fandom. From comics and trading card games to digital collectibles and everything in between, they are building the architecture of an entirely new landscape of fandom using technology built on the Tezos blockchain to drive their vision. Visit HelloInterpop.io to learn more. That's HelloInterpop.io to learn more. Bybit is one of the fastest-growing cryptocurrency derivatives exchanges in the world, ranking in the top 5 on both CoinGecko and CoinMarketCap. They currently offer inverse perpetual contracts, linear perpetual contracts, and inverse future contracts. With over 1.6 million registered users, it provides online trading services to retail and professional clients around the world. Bybit is committed to creating a fair, transparent, and efficient trading environment and offers 24/7 multi-language customer support. To learn more, visit bybit.com. That's bybit.com. Be part of history as we take on big banks with Reserve Lending, the initial B2B product offering from Unfederal Reserve. At home in a regulatory compliant framework, Reserve Lending helps to serve the underbanked middle market lender community and ease treasury cash management anxiety. It combines an easy-to-use customer interface, a sterling reputation in the DeFi community, and years of capital markets knowledge into one rewarding experience. Our community offers you the chance to participate in the design, development, and delivery of this game-changing architecture.
Learn more at unfederalreserve.com.
Today's article comes to us courtesy of Noelle Acheson, CoinDesk's Director of Research. This is an opinion piece in her newsletter, Crypto Long and Short, which comes out every Sunday. The battle over Bitcoin's evolving role just became a piece in the complex game of political strategy. Peter Thiel's talk earlier this week at a Richard Nixon Foundation event thrust the cryptocurrency even further out onto the geopolitical stage and highlighted two important macro narratives that investors should keep an eye on, and not just for their potential impact on crypto returns. Here's one extract from his comments, quote, "I do wonder whether Bitcoin should be thought of as a Chinese financial weapon against the U.S. It threatens fiat money, and it especially threatens the U.S. dollar," end quote. As with most things in life, context is key, and this statement is crying out for it. On the surface, it seems as if he's asking U.S. regulators to prevent Bitcoin from becoming more of a threat to the U.S. dollar. This is the wrong interpretation. The underlying intention is both more meaningful and more supportive of Bitcoin, and ultimately the U.S., than it may at first appear. Others have pointed out that Thiel is probably playing 4D chess here, and I agree with that. But I believe his underlying message is about more than Bitcoin, and about more than trying to get the U.S. to sit up and take notice. Before we unpack why Thiel might have said what he said, let's look at what he might have meant. Why would Bitcoin threaten the U.S. dollar? As early as 2013, Thiel was talking about Bitcoin's potential to change the world, and has on occasion praised Bitcoin's reserve qualities. Thiel seems to be suggesting that Bitcoin's stable supply and worldwide reach could one day put it in a position to rival the U.S. dollar as the world's reserve currency. And his statement implies that he believes China is supporting Bitcoin, effectively weaponizing it for this reason. But does he really believe this? He has access to several of the best minds in the crypto industry through some of the investments made by his funds, and is arguably a very smart individual himself. He's acknowledged that Bitcoin is not the best payment system and surely recognizes that the dollar is a strong reserve currency precisely because it is an efficient payment method. Countries want to hold it because it's essential for global commerce. And as for China weaponizing Bitcoin to hurt the dollar, Thiel is no doubt aware of just how long on the dollar China is. Chinese investment of U.S. treasuries has been increasing since October of last year and is now at almost $1.1 trillion. What's more, on the current macro landscape, Bitcoin is probably well below central bank policies on the list of things that could hurt the U.S. currency. And Thiel probably knows that China has not exactly been friendly on Bitcoin. On top of the years-old ban on crypto exchanges, authorities moved to shut down Bitcoin miners in Inner Mongolia just last month. Given the country's constant battle with capital flight, it's more likely that it wishes Bitcoin would just go away. And if it really wanted to weaken the dollar, which is debatable, it has methods within reach that would not also cause damage to the yuan. So, Thiel may have said that China was trying to bring down the US dollar by weaponizing Bitcoin, but I doubt he really believes that. So, why did he say so? What's he hoping to achieve? To dive into these questions, we need even more ladlefuls of context. The theme of the seminar was technology and national security. The comment flagged above was tucked into an answer to a question about China's digital currency plans, and a discussion flowed about the potential control that would give the state over its citizens. The conversation also touched on AI, supply chains, and much more, all with a sharp tinge of concern about ideological influence. Thiel even referred to the Chinese government as omnimalevolent. Let that sink in. Thiel's remarks on bitcoins were most likely, as many have pointed out, an attempt to get the U.S. regulators to start taking Bitcoin more seriously. But they were also about the broader threat to U.S. dominance that he sees coming from China. The first point may seem risky. Many are concerned that the U.S. might decide to ban Bitcoin if it starts to see it as a threat. But, as Noel has written elsewhere, this is unlikely to happen, as authorities have been watching the social unrest triggered by attempts to curtail cryptocurrency activities in countries such as Nigeria. Plus, a U.S. attempt to ban Bitcoin would be the best advertisement that something like Bitcoin is needed, and the domestic fallout could shore up China's soft power play. It's more likely that greater attention to Bitcoin regulation would support investment in crypto infrastructure, which would have extended effects throughout the industry. This includes putting institutional investors' minds at ease with the concept, and possibly even removing the last barrier to approval of a Bitcoin ETF by the SEC. And now let's turn to the broader context. As a declared Republican who donated generously to Trump's first presidential campaign, Thiel was closer to the last administration than this one. He and others are concerned that the new administration will take a more relaxed stance on relations, on what they see as the greatest threat to U.S. power since the Cold War, China. This almost nationalistic tone can be heard in Kevin O'Leary's insistence on CDTV last month that investors aren't going to want, quote, China coin. What's more, the 2021 National People's Congress held in February ratified the next five-year plan, which focuses on, among other things, shoring up China's position on the global stage. The previous five-year plan described how a peaceful, multilateral world would benefit China. This one highlights the danger of hegemonism and describes a strong economic growth base on a vibrant domestic economy that's less dependent on others. The crescendo in anti-American rhetoric and diplomatic actions point to escalating competition for not only trade, but also hearts and minds on the international stage. The soft power battle is being backed by loans and investments far beyond China's borders in what appears to be a long game of influence. I heard an interesting metaphor the other day. The U.S. favors chess, which is about capturing the opponent's pieces in order to kill its king. The Chinese prefer Go, which is about a slow and stealthy occupation of territory. Thiel seems to be saying that the Chinese are playing Go with Bitcoin, as well as with blockchain, AI, and other new technologies. He's effectively asking the U.S. to watch out for the territorial creep its inaction is facilitating. Thiel's talk is likely to have repercussions, slow and subtle, but real and meaningful. Hopefully, U.S. regulators will recognize the real opportunity in supporting the use of Bitcoin and the development of its infrastructure. Hopefully, they will see that Bitcoin is more representative of American values of freedom and choice than many of the other new technologies making their mark on societal structures today. And hopefully, they will understand that Bitcoin will thrive no matter what they do, so they might as well start figuring out how to harness its innovation. For those of us who love irony, there is much to appreciate in this emerging picture. Bitcoin is being thrust into a tussle between two world powers when it was created to live outside national boundaries. It's being associated with political intent when its inbuilt ideology is supposed to flourish outside party lines. It's being used as a tool in a shift away from globalization and towards nationalism when its design is based on decentralization. And here's the thing, Bitcoin doesn't care. It can be whatever anyone wants it to be. It's going to continue functioning the way it does, regardless of how people see it. I'm pretty sure that Peter Thiel knows that. And so, if he wants to use Bitcoin to make larger points in what he believes are necessary for prosperity and freedom, then I say we leave him to it. And that's the news. Thanks for listening. We'll be back with your next news roundup on Tuesday. And just a reminder that CoinDesk is a news source and does not provide investment advice. We're witnessing the greatest paradigm shift in finance in modern history. Join thousands of newsmakers and influencers talking the future of money at Consensus by CoinDesk. A live virtual experience of leaders, changemakers, virtual reality meetups, keynotes from Ray Dalio, Gary Vaynerchuk, and much more. Get an up-close look at the boom in crypto, the surge in institutional investment in Bitcoin, the NFT mania, the breakneck innovation in decentralized finance, and the coming disruption from central bank digital currencies. Markets Daily listeners can visit events.coindesk.com and use the promo code DAILY to save $25 today. Join us May 24th through May 27th for Consensus by CoinDesk and register today at events.coindesk.com because ticket prices go up at the end of this month. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you there.